The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on the five whys. Let's start with a brief overview. One of the fundamental tools in any Lean toolkit is 5S. In a nutshell, it entails creating an organized, effective workspace that supports the processes being performed in the area. The original 5S terms come from a series of Japanese words that loosely translate to sort. This 5S step entails getting rid of the clutter and unused items. Straighten. This 5S step entails arranging the work in a manner that makes the jobs easier to do, a place for everything. Scrub. This 5S step entails not only doing an initial cleaning, but making it easy to keep the area clean. Avoiding dirt is also part of 5S. Standardize. This 5S step entails making and then locking in the locations designated with straighten. And finally, sustain. This is the industrial discipline that keeps 5S in place. It completes the earlier phrase, a place for everything, with and everything in its place. Because translation is an inexact science, you will likely see many different versions of 5S. Some of the most common terms include sort, simplify, systematic arrangement, set in order, spick and span, scrub, sweep, shine, standardize, stabilize, sustain, and self-discipline. The same term, for example, simplify, may even describe different steps and have alternate meanings in different companies. So what do we at Velaction recommend? Sort, straighten, scrub, standardize, and sustain. In truth, though, whatever version is used, you will likely find an underlying current of common sense to it. In fact, you and your team likely use many of the concepts in your home life, so it should not be a big stretch to apply the same logical principles of 5S to your factory or lean office. One of the most common examples of 5S in a home is the ubiquitous divider in the silverware drawer. Ultimately, the goal of 5S is simply to reduce waste, ensure efficiency and effectiveness, and improve productivity in the workplace. Often, organizations will audit their 5S efforts. Some evaluate progress as an overall S level, 1S, 2S, etc. Others assess each individual component of 5S on its own scale. Many of these assessments even include a formal audit process. Regardless of which set of 5S terms your organization uses and how the system is measured, the intent of a 5S system should be to support creating flow for your value stream. Now let's dive into a bit deeper discussion about 5S. 5S can help in a variety of situations. I'm going to go through a list now, and I want you to see if you recognize any of the following conditions in yourself. 1. People are borrowing tools or office supplies from each other. 2. People spend time looking for materials in an office supply cabinet. 3. People walk to a shared workspace like a print station and then have to go back to their desk to get a hole punch. 4. Shared workspaces or break areas are in chaos. Old coffee cups, spills, missing items, empty material bins, equipment in the wrong location. Debris accumulates around a copier or shipping station. 5. People grab the wrong size wrench or the wrong part to put on a product. 6. People search for parts that are not in the right location. There's an old joke. You always find things in the last place you look for them. The problem is that the last place sometimes takes quite a while to get to. 7. An investor looks at the clutter around a workstation and shakes her head. 8. A customer sees a disorganized office and takes his business elsewhere. And finally, 9. A person on the phone searches for a pencil while an irate customer continues to escalate. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.